Today we're wrapping up the week with John 10, verses 1 to 21. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." There was again a division among the Jews because of these words. Many of them said, "He has a demon and is insane. Why listen to him?" Others said, "These are not the words of one who is oppressed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" This passage in John 10 is an incredible passage where Jesus uses this figure of speech to show his heart for his people. Verse 6 states that the people listening did not understand what he was saying to them. But for his followers today who understand and accept it, these words are truly encouraging. In the first 5 verses, Jesus starts right away by contrasting the thief, or robber, with the shepherd. The thief climbs into the pen, whereas the shepherd enters by the door. A theme throughout the passage is that the sheep know the shepherd's voice and follow him, unlike what they do when the thief comes. They flee from the thief or the stranger, since they don't recognize that voice. It's interesting that this is where verse 6 follows, where the people listening are not following along. For the people listening, they were not recognizing the shepherd's voice who is speaking to them right there. As verse 7 says, "So Jesus again speaks to them." It's a minor detail, but we see that Jesus wants the people to understand what he is talking about. He wants them to see the truth and salvation that is found in him. He then makes a couple I am statements. First, "I am the door of the sheep." How is he the door of the sheep? He says, "If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Jesus being the door means that he is the way to the pen, and he is safety for the sheep as well. He is the door to safety, to pasture. He is the door to life. Perhaps the listeners would recall Psalm 23, which begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures." Let's remember that Jesus is our way to safety and pasture and life abundantly as it is. All other ways lead to emptiness and death. But Jesus promises that he is the way that we really want. Moving on to verse 11, Jesus proclaims, "I am the good shepherd." He says it again in verse 14. The hired hand does not care for the sheep. The hired hand flees when the wolf comes. This would be like if your job was to be a dog sitter. You are out walking your 5 dogs for the day, and suddenly a bear comes. Chances are, when that happens, that you're not thinking about sacrificing yourself for the dogs. That's not the first thing that comes to mind. After all, you're just paid to watch the dogs. It's a different story, however, if you're walking your own dog, because you have a relationship with the dog. You have history with it, plenty of fond memories. When we think about it, though, even in that situation, it's far from a guarantee that you, as a dog owner, would put your dog's life ahead of your own. And I'm not super familiar with shepherds in Jesus' time. They must have spent 24/7 with their sheep, and the sheep were the shepherd's livelihood, but from what I know, I'm not sure if all shepherds would sacrifice their lives for their sheep. Perhaps that's why Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd. He is not just any shepherd, he is the Good Shepherd. And he makes it clear that he will lay down his life for his sheep. He is true to his word, of course, because he would soon lay down his life on the cross for his disciples and for all who would believe in him, including us. He says, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." Already, Jesus points to his resurrection. He not only has the power to give his life for many, he has the power from his Father to be resurrected and to conquer death. Praise God for that. Jesus calling himself the Good Shepherd works on so many different fronts. His love, which leads to sacrifice, as we talked about. His relationship with the sheep, where he knows the sheep and the sheep know him. And as he says in verse 16, he is a shepherd gathering other sheep too. "I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice." He may be referring to the Gentiles, since he's talking to the Jews. Or he may be speaking in general about his heart for the lost, anybody who is not in a relationship with him yet. Wrapping up, I think it's hard to give a devotional on this passage in some ways, because the word speaks so clearly for itself. Jesus used this figure of speech to illustrate so much of himself and so much about us in relationship to him in such a vivid way. It boils down to the fact that if we believe in him, Jesus is our good shepherd, our perfect caretaker, leader, protector, and so on. And that is his heart for the world. Today, let's simply respond in thankfulness. As Jesus said, he did not have to give himself for us, yet he chose to. That's his character, that's who he is. And we can have an intimate relationship where we hear him speaking to us and leading us daily. As his sheep, let's simply rejoice and rest in this amazing truth. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this awesome passage, and God, we're just humbled by your love for us. We're humbled that you're our shepherd, and that means so many different things. That means we can know your voice. That means you'll lead us to green pastures. That means you'll protect us. God, we thank you for choosing us, and Lord, we pray that we would not be distracted, God, that we would not wander off on our own or think that we should listen to other shepherds or other voices out there. But God, help us to simply be in this relationship with you, our good shepherd. We thank you, God. We pray that your word and your spirit would just continue to speak to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.